right away Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner and Sally Struthers in All in the Family.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G.R.O. LaSalle ran great. Those were the days.
Archie and Edith, a middle-aged white couple, nuzzle at the piano. Archie watches Edith put away groceries.
I got a big surprise for you, but you want to guess. Now, guess what lucky couple is going to take a weekend trip up to a cabin in New Hampshire for fishing with their best friends, Barney and Blanche Heppner. I'll give you a hint, Edith. One half of the couple's me.
And the other half is me, right?
Oh, you're sharp today, Edith.
Wonderful. We ain't been on a trip since my cousin Walter's funeral.
Which cousin Walter was that?
The one that died.
Oh, yeah.
I hope it's a nice cabin.
Oh, this is a very nifty cabin. It ain't one of your old-fashioned rusty cabins, you know. Oh, no, this one is very modern with inside plumbing and everything.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, yeah, so when nature calls in the dead of night, you don't have that 60-yard dash into the Persian Ivy.
Remember?
Oh, you was in torture, Edith. Yeah. And the best part of the whole thing, it ain't gonna cost us nothing, Edith. Which is to say, it's gonna be absolutely free, or in other words, gratis.
Well, how good?
Because the cabin is owned by Barney's uncle, and Barney's gonna drive us up there in his car. But Edith, we gotta be ready and packed and waiting out in front of the house at 6:30 a.m. in the morning.
In the morning?
The morning is when 6:30 a.m. usually rolls around.
No, we can't go no place tomorrow morning.
Why not?
Because Mrs. Tally and Mr. Hooper are getting married tomorrow at 12 o'clock noon.
Oh, ain't that lovely. Mrs. Tally and Mr. Hooper. Who the hell are they?
They're from the Sunshine Home.
Oh, the Sunshine.
And they're getting married right here in our house.
Edith, now let me ask you something. Don't you think that people have a hell of a nerve asking other people to have their weddings in other people's houses?
Oh, they didn't ask me. I offered.
I knew that.
Archie, we gotta be here. Kind of, I made a four-part promise, and I can't go back on that.
I know I'm a jerk for asking this question, but I got it. What the hell's a four-part promise?
Well, first, I promised him they could be married here in our house.
Bad.
And then, second, I promised that I'd be the matron of honor.
Weiss.
And third, I promised you'd be the best man.
Weiss!
And fourth, I promised I'd sing Oh, Promise Me.
Weiss! Edith, darling, do you love me?
Do I love you? Oh, Archie.
How much do you love me?
How much do I love you? I'll tell you no lie. How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky?
I got my answer, Edith.
Archie pulls Edith to the living room phone.
No more. You told me, Edith. Don't go on with this. Cut. Now get on the horn and call the Sunshine Home and tell them people no dice.
Oh, no, I can't.
This is costing money up here,
no,
Edith. Come
on. Archie, no, I can't disappoint them nice two old people. Why can't Barney wait till after the wedding? We could leave by 12:30.
No. That shoots half of the day. Don't you understand? It takes 5 hours to drive up there, if you're lucky. And the only reason we're lucky is Barney drives like a maniac.
We could take the train. That would be faster.
There ain't no train into Lake Winnipesaukee. Geez, the Indians can't even find it with a canoe.
We're gonna find it in Barney's car.
Don't pick me up. You're trying to make a vicious argument out of this thing here.
I know. We'll fly. How about that?
The last time you flew, you used up every barf bag in economy.
Oh,
no,
gee,
no, 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 eat it, no. Now, case closed, case closed. We leave early in the morning when the crows cock.
Archie settles into his armchair.
No, Archie, please.
Court is adjourned. Court is adjourned.
Edith considers, then sadly walks away. But stops.
You always get your own way.
Oh, come on, Will.
Yes, you do.
I do not.
Yeah. When Gloria was born, I wanted to call her Jeanette.
Oh, geez, here we go back to chapter one.
After Jeanette McDonald, my favorite movie star, but no, we called her Gloria because you didn't like Jeanette McDonald.
Because her voice went through my head like a nail. And you didn't want to name her after Jeanette McDonald anyway. You wanted to name her after Jeanette Tavares, your friend with the fat ankles and the pop eyes. Let us not continue with this fruitless, loopless argument. It is so old.
Well, what about our first apartment?
And naturally, that's older.
I wanted to live in Jersey, but you wanted to live in Queens, so we lived in Queens.
Queens is closer to my wife.
And further from my family.
That thought never crossed my mind. Come on, Edith. Come on, let's not make a fight about this thing. I'll tell you what I do. Edith, I'll tell you what I do. I'll make a deal.
He crouches beside her.
If you leave with me tomorrow...
Yeah, at 12:30.
Now, let me finish. At 6:30 a.m., I'll let you call Gloria Jeanette. Now, that's the best I can do for you. Oh, jeez, my knees!
Oh, Archie, that's dumb!
Don't say dumb when my knees are hurting me.
We can't go till after the wedding. This is the most important thing that ever happened to them two people, and we gotta help them enjoy
it. I don't want to hear no more about it. If you ain't ready to leave with me at 6:30 in the morning, I'm gonna leave without you.
Edith shakes her head, then hurries to the kitchen.
Eat it.
Archie follows her, but stumbles and grabs his knee. He limps to the kitchen.
Eat it. Where's Mike Dash and all I do, huh? Paying for the food, the clothes, the taxes, the household utilities, huh? All day long on a job, working my butt off.
You're, what about me? I'm here all day working my butt off.
Edith covers her mouth. Archie smiles slightly.
Oh, my God. If your mother was here, to hear that coming out of your mouth, I'm glad she died, Edith. That killed everything you said up to that point. And now the argument is deadly over.
No, it ain't over.
It is over.
It ain't over. Now, I ain't leaving here tomorrow till after that wedding, and neither are you.
What?
No, them people is depending on us, and I'm depending on you. And if you walk out on me tomorrow, you can keep on walking.
Archie stares at her, stunned.
Argument is over.
Edith strides past Archie and lets the kitchen door hit him in the butt. Archie meets with Barney.
Barney, I ain't asking this for myself. I'm asking this for two lovely old people from the Sunshine Home. Get this. He's 84. She's 82. What do you think they're going to do tomorrow?
Nothing I'd want to watch.
You're full of obscenity today, ain't you? They're getting married here at 12 o'clock. And 1 minute after 12, we could be out in a car with you there.
Nah, the hell with that. I'm leaving tomorrow morning at 6:30 a.m.
Well, I guess I'm going to have a chat with your trusting little wife, Blanche.
Barney stops at the door.
If you're alluding to the time that I kissed the coin lady at the laundrette, Blanche knows all about that.
I ain't alluding. I'm talking about something. I'm talking about a certain convention. Hook Stratton Hotel, Pittsburgh, PA, mid-August of 1967.
Barney knits his brow.
Oh, I heard all about the midnight swim in the indoor pool with parties unmentionable and unclothed.
You got the crust to throw that up to me? A fellow veteran of foreign wars? A fellow Lodge Brothers? And while we're at it, what about the secret oath of the Lodge Brothers, huh? A sacred oath?
The hell with it.
Twelve thirty,
Barney.
Could you make it a little closer to noon?
Why, sure, Barney. You know I'm going to try to make it as close to noon as I possibly can. Listen, I don't want to kill this trip. I want to have a lot of fun. Barney, I meant what I said before. I love you.
You know something, Arch?
What?
You're a rat.
It's better than being a phalanger in a pool in Pittsburgh, Barney.
Archie shuts the door behind him.
Hey, Edith!
He finds Edith in the kitchen.
Hey, Edith, wait till I tell you, Edith. Wait till I tell you. Now, get the sour look off your face. Come on, Edith, give me a smile.
I ain't got time to talk to you now. I'm icing the wedding cake.
Well, you don't have to ice your husband. That's something nice to say, yeah? I just want to say that Barney and me is going to wait for you till after the wedding.
She cheerfully spoons some icing into his mouth.
Yeah, are you a little ashamed of all that hollering you done at me there, Edith?
How much do I love you? I'll tell you now.
He shoves a big spoonful of icing into her mouth. Later in the bedroom, Edith helps a little old lady with her wedding veil.
You make a beautiful bride. I always did. Now, let me see. Something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue. We gotta find something blue for you.
Look at the time, will you? Well, you can't see nothing. Come here.
Down the hall.
Now, don't tell me you're worried about your groomly duties or anything like that. I mean, I don't have to tell you about your intricate factships. Do I?
Oh, I said it was a bachelor. Didn't say it was a virgin.
Dressed in his fishing vest, Archie stares at the little old man.
So you done it?
Yeah.
You liked it?
Well...
You didn't like it?
Well, I'm trying to remember. It's a joke we tell around the Sunshine Home.
Come on.
No.
You ain't gonna go. Come here. Sit down. Now, let me have a little talk. I know just how you feel, see? Every guy feels the same way, you know? You hate giving up the old life. You hate saying goodbye to the old girlfriends.
Mine are all dead.
Swell, and you're lucky.
Of course. To tell the truth, it has been a long time.
Oh, don't worry about that, you know, because...
Archie mouths sex.
It's like riding a bike, you never forget. But for the best results, you got to make believe that it's the first time that a boat is, you know? You make her feel like a ripe peach. Even though she's been laying on the ground for a number of years. You getting married now, just think what a kick in the pants this is going to be to all the people who probably thought you was a fag for 84.
The old man raises his brow.
You love everything about living with a woman. You love the look in the eye, the touch of the hand, the sound of the sweet voice.
Archie
winces.
Yeah, oh, all right, we're coming now. Get everything started downstairs, ain't it? We're coming now. Come on, Mr. Hooper. Get your coat on, huh? Because I'm in a kind of a hurry right after the wedding. See, I got to leave on a fishing trip.
Oh, fishing. I love fishing. I'd rather go fishing than get married.
Yeah, well, who wouldn't? You get married.
Downstairs, Edith admires the cake with an old woman.
Oh, it's all white inside. And then, well, the white icing. See, every wedding cake has to be white. And then I put a little lemon filling inside.
The old woman falls asleep.
Rose? Rose? Rose, don't go to sleep. The wedding's gonna start.
Archie pulls Hooper down the stairs.
I don't want to hear no more of that, Hooper. Come on, come on, look. They're all waiting for you. You're the maid of bread here. Now, come on, come on. Come on here, check yourself in drafts.
Mr. Hooper does up his fly.
Where in hell is the priest?
Yeah. Reverend Schaefer, this is my husband, Archie Bunker.
How are you doing, Mr. Bunker?
Where's your book?
Right here.
Open it up, will you? Now, listen, we want a very beautiful modern ceremonial here, which, I mean, fast. You know?
Oh, I'm afraid, Mr. Bunker, that
talk
we won't...
Talk faster than that now. Now, Edith, come over here. Yes. Come on. Start the nuptial music.
Well, you got to go up and get Florence.
I thought you was going to do that.
No, no. See, today you got to be the father of the bride.
Oh, my God. Go ahead, pray. I'm going to start.
Oh, promise me that someday...
At the bottom of the stairs, Archie grits his teeth, then hurries back to the piano.
Together, to
not that one, it's too slow. It's too slow, it's too sad. Here, play the bridal march. And remember, it's a march, it's a march.
He runs upstairs. Rose sleeps at the table. Archie descends the stairs arm in arm with Florence.
I was hoping you could move a little faster than this.
He leads her to Mr. Hooper, who stands stoically before the Reverend.
Now, don't make him nervous, Flo. We're ready to start, Edith. Just cut.
Archie pounds on the piano keys until Edith gets up and joins him.
Okay, Reverend, you're on. Dearly beloved, go.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered together here in the presence of these witnesses to join together this man and this woman in...
Okay, Barney, be with you about 2 minutes. No concern of yours. Keep going here. Join it, go ahead.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered together...
Oh, you already gathered them together.
Mr. Bunker, this is the form for the solemnization of matrimony.
Well, we don't want the long form. That's only for young people who are strong enough to stand up for a half an hour listening to you. This couple's going to have to take a nap in 5 minutes.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered together here in the presence of these witnesses. To join together this man and this woman in holy matrimony.
Oh, look at the time.
You,
it's 26
Herbert,
minutes.
And
what
you,
time
Florence,
have you got?
Prove.
Archie turns to Rose, who remains asleep.
You two are living testimony that love is ageless.
Oh,
no time for tears. No time for tears. Go ahead. Keep going.
You two have experienced much of life.
They know that. Look at them.
And life still has much in store for you.
Archie drops his head onto Hooper's shoulder.
Who has anything to say against these two marrying, let him speak now.
Marry him. No one's going to open his mouth.
Come on, Archie. It's no more time.
Except Barney. Another minute, Barney. Go on, we're in the home stretch, Reverend. Finish it off. Get to the do yous, hmm?
Do you, Herbert, take Florence to be your lawfully wedded wife?
He stares unblinkingly.
I'd say you do.
I do.
Here's Florence. Check with her.
And you, Florence, take Herbert to be your lawfully wedded husband.
I do.
All right, it's over. They're married. Come on.
Archie, the ring.
Oh, the ring. Oh. Excuse me, Hooper. Give me the finger. There.
Archie shoves Hooper out of the way and puts the ring on Florence's finger.
All right, go on with the renouncement, huh?
Archie.
I know. I just want to move it a little faster. Get in there.
I now pronounce you man and wife.
Archie kisses Flo's cheek. Mr. Hooper leans in for a kiss, but Edith hustles Florence to the staircase landing.
Debbie, where's Debbie? Oh. Now you catch it. Stand right there. Hold on.
1, 2, 3.
Florence throws the bouquet into Debbie's hands.
Buddy, there's plenty of food and drink. Just help yourself.
Yeah. Help yourself. You eat all you want to, and anything you don't want to eat, be sure and put it in the icebox, because we got roaches, see? All right, Edith, come on, let's go. Hey, Reverend, now look, here's the keys to the house. When you're all done here, give them to my daughter, Gloria, next door. and then she'll lock everything up. Did you get paid?
No.
No, somebody give him a dollar, huh? Okay, Barney, we are coming now.
Archie! What? Where's Herbert?
Herbert who?
Herbert Hopper.
He died in California after inventing the Depression.
No, Archie, her husband, the groom, he's missing.
That is the bride's responsibility that we've done all for these people that we can do. Now, let's get our gear out of the closet and get out of why is the closet locked?
I don't know.
Give me the key.
I don't have a key.
Who's got it?
I got it.
Who's that?
That's Herbert.
Huh?
Herbert Hopper, her husband.
Oh, Hopper, get out of that closet and face your honeymoon like a man.
I ain't coming out of here unless I can go fishing with you.
Let's go, Arch. Time's up.
Barney, please, we got a little problem here. Hey, Hopper, you're making me very sad out here.
I don't care.
Hey, Hopper, you're killing a fishing trip here.
You know how you can save it.
All right, hold everything, hold everything. Hold everything. Barney.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be nice to do something for an old couple just got married?
Yeah.
Wouldn't a cabin at the lake hold six persons?
Yeah.
Yeah, couldn't we take the Hoopers fishing with us?
No.
Is Blanche in the car down there?
Yeah.
Blanche, you ever hear of the Hook Stratton Hotel for fish?
Come on, Hooper, let's go fishing.
I knew you'd see it my way, boy. This will be all right.
As Hooper leaves with Florence, the guests follow them outside throwing confetti. Archie and Edith pull their luggage from the hall closet.
Barney, you've done a beautiful thing, and you're going to have a swell time.
Archie and Barney hurry out the door, leaving Rose by herself, asleep at the table with the uneaten cake and a bowl of punch. Directed by Paul Bogart. Written by Chuck Stewart and Ben Starr. Story editors Larry Ryan and Mel Tolkien. Script consultants Bob Weisskopf and Bob Schiller. Associate producer Bridget Jensen Drake.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Executive producer, Mort Latchman. Produced by Milt Josephsberg. Developed by Norman Lear. Alan Melvin, Barney Hefner. Ian Wolfe, Mr. Hooper. Will McKenzie, Reverend. Mary Earle, Florence Talley. Copyright 1977 Tandem Productions Incorporated. A Bud Yorkin, Norman Lear Tandem Production. Sony Pictures Television.